that my poetry leaves a lot to be desired.
Rincewind carefully tried to balance a large rock on a small pebble. It fell off, but he appeared to be happy with the result.
Speaking as a poet, said Canina carefully, what would you say about this situation?
Creosote shifted uneasily.
Funny old thing life, he said. Pretty apt.
Nigel lay back and looked up at the hazy stars.
And he sat bolt upright.
Did you see that? He demanded.
What?
It was a sort of flash, a kind of... The hubward horizon exploded into a silent flower of colour, which expanded rapidly through all the hues of the conventional spectrum before flashing into brilliant octarine. It etched itself on their eyeballs before fading away. After a while, there was a distant rumble.
Some sort of magical weapon, said Canina, blinking.
A gust of warm wind picked up the mist and streamed it past them.
Blow this, said Nigel, getting to his feet. I'm going to wake him up, even if it means we end up carrying him.
He reached out for Rincewind's shoulder just as something went past very high overhead, making a noise like a flock of geese on nitrous oxide. It disappeared into the desert behind them. Then there was a sound that would have set false teeth on edge, a flash of green light and a thump.
I'll wake him up, said Canina. You get the carpet.
She clambered over the ring of rocks and took the sleeping wizard gently by the arm, and this would have been a textbook way of waking a somnambulist if Rincewind hadn't dropped the rock he was carrying on his foot. He opened his eyes.
Where am I?
He said.
On the beach. You've been, dreaming.
Rincewind blinked at the mist, the sky, the circle of stones, Canina, the circle of stones again, and finally back at the sky.
What's been happening? He said.
Some sort of magical fireworks.
Oh, it started then.
He lurched unsteadily out of the circle in a way that suggested to Canina that perhaps he wasn't quite awake yet, and staggered back towards the remains of the fire. He walked a few steps and then appeared to remember something. He looked down at his foot and said,
Ow.
He'd almost reached the fire when the blast from the last spell reached them. It had been aimed at the tower in Al-Khali, which was 20 miles away, and by now the wavefront was extremely diffuse. It was hardly affecting the nature of things as it surged over the dunes with a faint sucking noise. The fire burned red and green for a second, one of Nigel's sandals turned into a small and irritated badger, and a pigeon flew out of the Seraph's turban. Then it was past, and boiling out over the sea.
What was that? Said Nigel.
He kicked the badger, who was sniffing at his foot.
Hmm? Said Rincewind. That!
Oh, that, said Rincewind. Just the backwash of a spell.
They probably hit the tower in Al-Khali.
Must have been pretty big to affect us here.
It probably was.
Hey, that was my palace, said Creosote weakly. I mean, I know it was a lot, but it was all I had.
Sorry.
But there were people in the city.
They're probably all right, said Rincewind.
Good.
Whatever they are.
What?
Canina grabbed his arm.
Don't shout at him, she said. He's not himself. Ah, said Creosote dourly. An improvement.
I say, that's a bit unfair, Nigel protested. I mean, he got me out of the snake pit and, well, he knows a lot.
Yes, wizards are good at getting you out of the sort of trouble that only wizards can get you into, said Creosote. Then they expect you to thank them.
Oh, I think...
It's got to be said,
said Creosote, waving his hands irritably. He was briefly illuminated by the passage of another spell across the tormented sky.
Look at that, he snapped. Oh, he means well. They all mean well. They probably all think the disc would be a better place if they were in charge. Take it from me. There's nothing more terrible than someone out to do the world a favour. Wizards. When all's said and done, what good are they? I mean, can you name me something worthwhile any wizard's done?
I think that's a bit cruel, said Canina, but with an edge in her voice that suggested she could be open to persuasion on the subject.
Well, they make me sick,
muttered Creosote, who was feeling acutely sober and didn't like it much.
I think we'll all feel better if we try to get a bit more sleep, said Nigel diplomatically. Things always look better by daylight. Well, nearly always, anyway.
My mouth feels all horrible, too, muttered Creosote, determined to cling on to the remnant of his anger.
Canina turned back to the fire and became aware of a gap in the scenery. It was Rincewind-shaped.
He's gone,